We enjoyed it a lot. It was really fun. We gave everything we had. We're still jet lagged. We were playing yesterday in Italy, and we play tomorrow in Norway. So it's like a bit strange to play in all those everywhere. But yeah, I like the sound. This room is amazing. So we played well. I think we played really well.
Bueno, pues ha tocado realmente a gusto en este escenario, aunque nos habla un poquito de lo cansado del verano. Ayer estaba en Italia, es una gira verdaderamente intensa, y estaba encantado con la acústica de este teatro principal, que es un recinto, desde luego, adecuado para recoger este tipo de actuaciones. Cinco discos editados por parte de IKS, que de alguna manera vienen a describir la historia sonora de este grupo. Cuéntame un poquito cómo ha sido la historia, la evolución y las inspiraciones del grupo Five Records, that in some way describe the group's sound's history. Tell us a little about the history, the evolution and inspirations of the group.
To make it short, because we can talk for hours about that, the group is born 7 years ago. We've explored like Messiaen with groove and stuff, and then electroacoustic music, blend that, real-time processing, and finally we happen to improvise a lot around the pieces that we've composed, and we work on the boundaries of improvised music, rehearsed improvised music, if I can say.
Nos cuenta que el grupo nació hace 7 años aproximadamente y que comenzaron experimentando con nombres como Messiaen, en definitiva buscando nuevos caminos, la música electroacústica entre algunas de sus inspiraciones. En el grupo IKS. Vuestro cuarto disco, producto de una estancia de 3 meses en Senegal, háblanos un poquito de esa experiencia que os marcó, lo sé, musical y humanamente. Your fourth CD, result of 3 months in Senegal, tell us about the experience that I know was very exciting in human and musical aspects.
The being there was interesting musically, for sure, but the music of Africa, we have it on CD. It was much more a human experience to be there, to understand a whole society. Actually, we can't understand it in 3 months. It's such complex. It would be really like a lack of humility to think that you can understand it, such a society. But being there and understanding that at what extent you as a musician, like I talk about me, but my musicians, my friend too, how much what you do is not really important. Meaning that they don't know we exist at all, they don't care, they do their thing, and if I die tomorrow morning, it won't change anything in their life. So it helps a lot to see those people who enjoy life a different way, with their problems and their joy, to help us to assume what we are. So I don't come back and pretend to play African music. I'm not an African person, I'm not an African musician, and I will never be, because that's not my tradition. So I just have to assume what I am and do the best I can, like we did tonight and like we did on the last album and everything. Just project what's our vision of music, and if people dig it, that's the main thing.
Bueno, nos comenta que evidentemente una estancia de 3 meses en Senegal no es suficiente como para realmente ser consciente de todas las lo que entraña la música africana, pero que en definitiva sí que sirvió como una experiencia humana, una experiencia de humildad, de vivir en entre una población que prácticamente pues les desconocía, como ellos desconocen la cultura africana, y trataron de aprender de esa experiencia, trataron sobre todo de aportar su visión con su música de lo que allí se produjo en esa estancia de 3 meses en Senegal. Y recién editado un quinto trabajo doble cuyas características con respecto al anterior son realmente diferentes. You have recorded recently your fifth double CD, which characteristics are really different.
Yeah, every album is different, but I think an album is a snapshot, it's a picture of what we are musically at that time. But X is a laboratory. I pronounce X, it's IKS, but we pronounce X like the letter X in French.
Okay.
X is a laboratory where everybody brings his own life, his own vision, and his own music to make us explore those flavors, those colors, and everything. So the last album is different from the fourth, which is different for the third, which is different for... They are all really different. But in the same time, the X sound is still there, you know? It's much more... Miles Davis, I wouldn't pretend I'm as good as Miles Davis, but still, Miles Davis is somebody who always searched, went through the music, and when he never stayed in a style in a sound like he was always trying to explore and go deeper in the music and to be more sincere and more accurate and more actual. And that's what we do. He's a good example for us. Like John Coltrane. And
nos menciona Miles Davis a John Coltrane para explicarnos que realmente cada disco que ellos han editado, son cinco los que tienen hasta la fecha, pues trata de ser diferente al anterior, trata de buscar nuevos caminos, y nos ponía, como digo, ese ejemplo de John Coltrane y Miles Davis, dos nombres que en cada proyecto que realizaban pues pretendían hacerlo realmente diferente al anterior. En definitiva, es subrayado sobre la búsqueda de nuevos caminos de este grupo, que en su pronunciación es X, ¿no? Pronunciation, okay. Si vivierais unos kilómetros más abajo, posiblemente os resultaría más fácil venir a tocar a Europa, pero no sois estadounidenses, así que poco conocemos sobre lo que sucede en Canadá. Cuéntanos qué se cuece por allí. If you live some kilometers down in North America, probably you'll have easier opportunities to come to Europe, you know, but you are not from USA. You are from Canada. So our knowledge about Canadian jazz is really poor. What happened in jazz in Canada?
I think Canada and America are roughly the same on the artistic side. Instead of dividing north-south like Canada and USA, in America you can divide the artistic current more east and west. So on the east coast you have New York and Montreal. Montreal proposes different stuff than New York, but in the same mind frame, you know, in the same kind of spirit of avant-garde. On the west side, you have a west coast, you have like the cool dudes who are much more into the old free fashion and groove and Los Angeles and exploration in another kind, much more, not conservative, much more, another way of seeing the jazz, but I wouldn't, more fusion inspired maybe. And in the middle, the old central middle, you have like more conservative people, and like Toronto in Montreal, you have it in Canada, Toronto. It's much more an approach of classical jazz. So I think it's more the way to divide it. In Canada, there's a lot of good groups that tours a lot. In Montreal, Musique Actuelle groups tour a lot in Europe. It's just often they're not identified as Canadian. You know, it's people assimilate often Canada to, as I told you, we divide more east, center, and west.
Or North America, yes?
Yes, in general, North America, much more. And that's life.
Nos comenta un poquito que, bueno, ellos no entienden la división musical de Canadá en términos de Canadá y Estados Unidos, sino que tanto Canadá y Estados Unidos se podrían dividir en tres líneas prácticamente perfectas: la costa este, quizá con un mayor ánimo de investigación sonora, Montreal y Nueva York; la costa oeste, quizá más cercana al sonido California que él mencionaba, Los Ángeles que él mencionaba, un sonido pues más groovy, con más mezclas, incluso movimientos latinos, y esa zona central de Estados Unidos y de Canadá, que de alguna manera viene a representar pues ese mayor respeto por la tradición, ese mantenimiento, ese mainstream que podemos entender fundamentalmente. Well, enjoy your stance in Victoria and good luck. Thank you.
Thank you very much.